My Little Pony Stories, read by Imogen Church. My Little Pony, the movie. Earth ponies, Pegasi and unicorns from all over Equestria poured into the streets of Canterlot to see the most wonderful celebration of all time. Friendship Festival was just around the corner. And soon every pony would have the chance to make new friends, bond over music and see all of the four princesses. One for day, one for night, one for family and one for friendship. The guests' spirits were high, but so were their expectations. Will the Princess of Friendship live up to her reputation? With her charts, whiteboards and markers, Twilight Sparkle was ready to go through her plan together with Celestia, Luna and Cadence.
Princess Celestia, I was hoping you can make sure that the sun stays about 28.1 degrees to the south, began Twilight, drawing on the board.
She was thinking big. Sun, moon, aurora, everything carefully calculated to make the perfect magic light show.
Twilight, each of us uses our powers to serve Equestria in our own way, interrupted Celestia, gently raising a hoof to Twilight's chin. You are the Princess of Friendship. You already have all the magic you need.
Meanwhile, in the courtyard, Pinkie Pie was busy blowing up a balloon caricature of Discord, while Rarity was bedazzling the stage with bright, sparkly gems. Each of Twilight's friends decided to make use of her talents to help on this special day. Applejack was giving out samples of her famous apple cider, Fluttershy was rehearsing with a choir of birds, and Rainbow Dash was kicking away clouds to clear the skies above. Together, they were going to make sure that everything is ready so the Princess of Friendship could make that festival happen. Twilight joined her friends when suddenly, kaboom! Pinkie Pie's infamous party cannon sent five layers of cake soaring high into the air and then, splat! As Twilight got covered in specks of dough and frosting, the festival star approached and the crowd went wild. It was Songbird Serenade. Agonising about making a terrible first impression, Twilight Sparkle apologised to the super-famous singer, whose expression was entirely shrouded by her eccentric bangs. Twilight didn't yet know that something even more disastrous was coming her way. Suddenly, storm clouds gathered right above Canterlot, casting deep shadows over the festival grounds. As the roar of thunder echoed across the dark sky.